Judgment of God, from the Night Watches by John Macduff. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. All must appear. There is no eluding his searching scrutiny. Believer, there is to you no terror in that coming reckoning. The judicial dealing between yourself and your God is already past. You are already acquitted. The moment you cast yourself at the cross of your dear Lord, the sentence of not guilty was pronounced upon you. And if it is God who justifies, then who can condemn? But this sentence will be ratified and openly proclaimed before an assembled world. On that great day of disclosures, God will avenge his own elect. All the calumnies and aspersions heaped upon their character will be wiped away. In the presence of devils and angels and men, the approving sentence will go forth from the lips of the Omniscient One. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And who is to be your judge? Who is to be enthroned on that tribunal of unerring rectitude, before whom every knee is to bow and every heart is to be laid open? For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by that man he has appointed. That man. Oh, it is no stranger. It is him who died for you, who is now interceding for you, who will then stand to espouse your cause, vindicate your integrity, and utter the challenge to every reclaiming adversary. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Reader, seek to know this God-man mediator on a throne of grace before you meet him on a throne of judgment. Seek to have your name now enrolled in this book of life, that you may hear it then confessed before his Father and the holy angels. What an incentive to increased aspirations after holiness and higher spiritual attainments, to remember that the awards of that day and of eternity will be determined by the transactions of time. It is a grand Bible principle that though justified by faith, we shall be judged by works. No more, while from first to last, Jesus and Jesus alone is the meritorious cause of salvation. Yet, the works flowing from faith in him and love to him will regulate the degree of future bliss. Whether we shall be among the greatest or the least in the kingdom, whether we shall occupy the outskirts of glory or revolve in orbits around the throne in the blaze of God's immediate presence. Were that trumpet blast now to break on your ear, would you be prepared with a welcome response? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Seek to be living in this habitual state of holy preparedness, that even the midnight cry would not take you by surprise, that the summons which will prove so startling to a slumbering world would be to you the herald of glory. He comes to judge the earth. Oh, the blessedness of being able, in sweet confidence in the Savior's second coming, to compose myself to rest night after night and say, even though the trumpet of judgment should break upon my ears, I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me live in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.